Thank you, Director. And I'm sure Lynn has that comment. Are there any questions of the director? I see Representative Hepler.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I just have a quick question. Can you give us an example of what one of these especially complicated law, you know, even if it's, you know, it could just be theoretical, but I'm just trying to get a handle on what would qualify here.
Sure. Thank you, Representative Hepler. I'll give you two examples. Just when I spoke to DEP about their experience with this authority, I asked them kind of how frequently do you use it? And can you give me some examples of situations where this is applied? And it is very infrequent. As somebody, you know, who's lived in Maine for a long time, all of the examples that DEP gave me were things that I vividly remember living through as just a citizen of Maine. Like, they are projects that the public is widely aware of because they are very big and beyond what you would expect to be the case. So just an example for DEP recently where this has come up is the CMP corridor is something where they have used special fees. In the departments within the realm of the aquaculture program, obviously this law is not proposed to apply to applications that are already accepted, but I think I'm sure you have all heard that there is a very unusual or a application that is beyond what we have typically dealt with up in Frenchman's Bay, the American Aquafarms project. And I think many of the criteria of that or attributes of that project, including kind of the technology they are using, which is something we have not previously used in Maine, would make that at least subject to evaluation for this, but it's that type of project that we would anticipate spending much more staff time on than things we have dealt with before.
Okay, thank you. Representative Kraft.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you, Director Gilbert. A question around defining the language in the bill says size, uniqueness, and complexity. How would that be defined? You know, what would be the sort of the process of defining that in a case versus just the regular application fee?
Thank you, Representative Crafts. That was, again, a question I had for DEP for the process that they used. As I understand, and they've been using this, just for clarity, they've been using it for over 10 years at least, or at least 10 years without any amendments, because their statute hasn't changed in that amount of time. My sense is that there is not a formalized process, but an agency can certainly tell upon receipt of an application when something is beyond the bounds of what they have been dealing with and is likely to take significantly more staff time than anything else they typically deal with. When we presented this to the Aquaculture Advisory Council, they had some similar questions about, like, you know, you need to define the size, you need to define what you mean by complexity. Again, DEP hasn't done that, and I honestly don't know how you would do it. I don't know how you could define what level of complexity would cause the department to move in this direction. So I think if you try to set up criteria, the incentive will be for companies to kind of operate below that criteria to avoid triggering this. And instead, I think at least at the outset, the department is asking that you would trust that we would use this responsibly with the understanding that if we're applying it in ways that don't make sense, it's probably not going to last very long. Like, I would expect that the legislature would revisit that authority if they felt like we were using it in ways that were not consistent with what we're describing.
Okay.
May I follow up, Chair?
Oh, certainly.
And so what would be the process if an applicant wanted to contest? I mean, I understand, you know, $250,000 for a small business could be very significant. What would be the process for contesting that?
Sure. So just to be clear, the $250,000, that's not a figure that we would pick at the start of how much we're going to charge, we would literally be tracking the time that staff spent. So you'd only get to $250,000 if you literally consumed $250,000 worth of staff time. So I don't know how you would, I mean, I guess what I'm trying to say is that that is commensurate with what a project actually requires. And that's the limit that DEP has set. So I think that, I mean, certainly an applicant could tell us that they don't agree that they should be subject to special fees, but there's no formal appeal process established in the statute where that could get overturned by somebody other than the department. All we could do is reevaluate the decision that we made.
Okay, and Representative Hutchins.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think you've somewhat answered what I was thinking. It's one of those things that an added fee shouldn't be a surprise. You say that, you know, your application to whoever it might be is going to trigger extra expenses, and you're going to tell them that up front. And there should be a way to have at least some parameters around it, I would think, or you could just keep delaying them forever, you know, so they, you know, they need a couple of parameters. One would be time and one would be money. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative Hutchins. I guess the only thing I can say is that the way the statute is set up, we would be advising an applicant of those charges on a quarterly basis. So they would be aware of how much staff time they are using with that frequency. And if they wanted to change their mind about their application or if it was something that wasn't going to be feasible for them to pay, they could certainly rethink what they had submitted. But I think the important thing is that we're not working on things for the sake of working on them to drive up somebody's fees. If we are charging them those fees, it is reflective of the staff time we are spending on their application.
Thank you. And what about the, if you're designating this right at the beginning, would they not get the benefit of what the department normally has to do for no charge before any extra fees would come in? Or would you still do whatever you'd normally do, realize that it was going to take a lot more work, and then say there will be special fees? Is that clear?
Senator Miramont, I'm not entirely sure what you're thinking of when you say what we normally do. This determination would be made based on what the applicant submitted to us. So our assessment of what they provided, it wouldn't be post public hearing or post other phases of the leasing process. We would be evaluating that application on its face up front and making a determination whether, again, does this go well beyond the department's level of familiarity and comfort in what we typically deal with as regards aquaculture leases in terms of those attributes, the size, complexity, or uniqueness of what's being proposed.
Okay, but would every lease need some work done by the department? So is it like cookie cutter usually? It's just move some paperwork. You don't have to research anything, or there's a little bit of research to be done for every lease. And even these that are designated as going to take special resources still get the benefit of the normal amount of work that you would do for any lease.
There are certain tasks that the department has to do irrespective, you know, the site visits that we do to the leases, as one example. We do that obviously for each standard lease application. Those do get to be more work based on the size of the area that needs to be evaluated. Other applicants get all of the department's work for the application fee. In this case, we are saying in lieu of the flat application fee, we're going to charge you. So that it wouldn't be prorated to give them certain work for free. Once we kind of make a decision that this is how this is going to get evaluated, it would be whatever staff time the department spends on this application would get charged.
Okay, thank you. Representative McCrae.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Thank you, Director Gilbert. I don't know, excuse me, just a minute. I don't know if you can answer this question, but, you know, looking at some of the testimony coming, it looks like people are concerned that this would be used to purposely drive up costs. And I saw this as going the opposite direction, actually, as you testified. I don't know that you can answer this, and maybe this is for the work session. Has DEP seen that kind of behavior where people would find some way to make life difficult for somebody trying to do something by arousing people to make it difficult?
Thank you, Representative McCrae. In my conversation with DEP, I did not get the perception that that's been an issue for them. As I said, it's used so rarely, and I think in situations that are demonstrably different than what DEP is typically dealing with, I just don't think it's actually been contested. I can certainly have more conversations with them and maybe bring back some additional examples for your work session. But I mean, I contacted them as we developed this idea because certainly DMR didn't want to replicate something that DEP was having problems with. If I had called them and they said, this is a giant headache, do not go down this road, that would have been very good information to have. And that's not the experience, or that's not the input they provided.
Okay, thank you. Representative Hepler.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chair. Yeah, that was actually something that I was wondering about, either that, giving us some examples for the work session, or even having someone from DEP come and allay our concerns, or, you know, the concerns of the people who have been reaching out to us.
Thank you, Representative Kepler. We could certainly ask if they'd be able to help in that regard.
Great, thank you. Representative Fockingham, you put it back down. So I see no other hands. Okay, thank you, Director.
Thank you.